Well, good morning. We are glad to be here with you this morning. Our mission trip team is back. As you can see, we have different colored shirts, but they should all say Mountain Heritage Missions. Last Sunday, Living Hope sent out 18 people to the small community of Blackwater, Virginia. We struggled all week because it's Western Virginia, not West Virginia, where we've gone for several years. We went there on a mission trip. And for several years, our domestic mission trips have gone out to West Virginia through an organization known as World Vision. This year, we went with Mountain Heritage Missions. It was new. It was a new community. It was a new organization, a new location that was significantly farther away. So it was new for everyone. And it was a great experience for us all. And to God be the glory. So in a moment, I'm going to introduce, we'll have some testimonies this Sunday to share what the Lord has done through us and in us. But let me just kind of frame this by giving you just a little bit of context about where we went, who we served. Our hosts and the leaders of Mountain Heritage Missions are Donnie and Bonnie Meetsy, a great Christian couple. It was really a pleasure to get to know them. They had a wonderful heart for missions. In fact, they are leaving, I think, 3 weeks from today to go to Cambodia for 10 months. And so they love frontier missions. They like going where no one else goes or wants to go. And share the love of Christ and share the gospel of Jesus. So we enjoyed spending time with them this week. We served three different home locations. And the people whose names were Carl and Ginny, a very dear older couple, very very neat couple to work with. We spent a lot of time there. A man named James and his family, he raised livestock. I mean, there was chickens and turkeys and pheasants, and I learned how to milk a goat. I mean, it was really neat going there. And then also a man named Ronald, who was a farmer. Very kind people with very grateful hearts. You'll hear about them in our story in a minute. Our work over these 3 days included a lot of outdoor stuff. Really, I think it was all outdoor stuff. We did house painting. We installed soffits and fascia board, fixed gutters. We installed windows. We did a whole bunch of other carpentry work. But we also spent time talking with the families, as you can see the pictures behind me, talking with them on their porch, playing with baby kittens, chasing chickens around, hearing their stories, laughing with them, but also praying with them and praying for them. Also worshiping with them later on in the week as well. And so that's kind of just the overview of what we did. I'm gonna invite Joe Lippi to come up now, and he's going to share with you a little bit about what the Lord taught him this week, how the Lord worked in his life and through him.
Good morning, everybody. All right, so I'd like to start off by, they're not here, they're on vacation right now, but Chuck and Donna Sue for organizing the whole thing and just making everything go really smooth, and they did an awesome job. And I'd also like to thank Tim and Lori Schultz for their job in organizing everybody at the work sites. They really did a great job and really got everybody involved. So on this mission trip, I got to see God work in a lot of different ways. I got to see him, you know, work as we worked at the places and in Carl and James and the different houses we went to. And we got to build relationships but also get work done in their house. And it was really cool. But one of the main ways that he really, really, worked for me was he allowed me to really get to know a lot of people that I went on the mission trip with that I didn't really know that well. And so it was cool because the place we stayed was this school, and we each had our rooms, but there wasn't a ton of room there. And then there was a big, like, auditorium area in the middle. And so we didn't have any service or anything else, so there wasn't really anything to do but, you know, do stuff in the main area. So it was cool to see how, even before we got there, God set it up for us to just interact with everybody and really spend time with each other. And then the one thing that God really showed me, it wasn't so much at the work sites, but during our devotions and debriefing afterward. But we would sit and Donnie would share stories and share verses, and after the one day, he said one verse, be still and know that I am God. And he said just to think about that. And And it was amazing how just out of those few words, you can get a whole lot of stuff. And, you know, I come back here and I'm working, and then I get up and I try to read God's word and just go through every day a million things. And I think that God wanted me to go on this mission trip maybe just to get that little thing that I need to stop and think about who he is and what he does. And so I think that was the main thing God wanted me to get on the mission trip. I encourage anybody who has never been on one or who was considering going on one to go, because it was super awesome and it was a great time. So thank you.
It's amazing how much fellowship and unity can be brought together as you serve in the Lord's name alongside other Christians. So, Isabella, would you come up and share with us what the Lord did in your life this week and through you as well?
Good morning. I'd first like to start off by thanking the Howies. I don't know if they're here today in church, but they sponsored me so that I could go on this trip and be blessed. And I can't thank them enough. But for those of you who don't know me, my name is Isabella Fredo. I'm a recent high school graduate from Dallas Town, and I'll be going to college in the fall. And so I'm in this season of change. And that kind of terrifies me, which is why I went on this missions trip. And as soon as I heard about the missions trip, Miss Donna Sue, of course, was pushing me to go. But I immediately thought of like all of the reasons why I shouldn't go. And so I was thinking, well, I lose a week of income for college. I lose time with friends that are also going to be leaving in the fall. And I also don't use power tools. So I was like, I'm not sure how I'll be useful, but I ended up kind of like kicking myself and telling myself I need to go on this trip. I've never been on a missions trip. I've been on a lot of local missions, but I've never been out in a different area where the culture is completely different, serving the Lord. And I really needed a reminder of God's hold on my life during this trip, and to just kind of have something to take with me to remind myself of God's goodness while I am hitting hard times in college. So on our first day, Sunday, Father's Day, that we were heading out, I arrived at the Bongarts, and as usual, we were late arriving to the Y. And so that really like upped my anxiety. And this was the first moment that I needed to be told to row with the flow, which was a phrase coined by Donnie, who was the missions leader. And he told that to us later in the week, but that was a moment that I really needed to hear that. But it was good that it came later. And so after our dinner on Sunday night, after we had a very, very long car ride, Donnie sat with our group and talked about the general plan for the week. And he gave us a verse that Joe just stated earlier, where it was, "Be still and know that I am God." And he also told us that this week is something that you'll have to row with the flow with. And not everything is going to go to plan. And I am a plan person, so I kind of told myself in my head, like, oh, this is going to go great. But I was reminded in that moment that that's exactly what I needed, because I am like an XYZ person. I needed time to really just embrace what God wanted for me, which was to not be organized. And one of the best go-with-the-flow moments was when on day two it started to pour. I mean, it was torrential rain. So we all took an early lunch, and we're all, like, huddled underneath Carl and Ginny's very small porch. And And that was the time that I got to really connect with not only our group as we huddled underneath the porch, but also go to the back porch and get to learn about Carl and Jenny's just beautiful story of the life that they've built together and the love that they have. And it was through these interactions that my fear started to dwindle, and I was finally filled with the peace that I needed for the rest of the week. Carl even coined me as the camera girl because I took all the photos, and he was just filled with the jokes, and you could just really tell his heart. And Carl and Jenny just really, I mean, I left a piece of my heart with them because they just totally took me. And so then I did another thing that really was stepping out of my comfort zone. On our third day, we attended a church service in this very, very small church where it was mostly our group and a couple of the community members. And we got to hear amazing country hymns. Like, I've never had worship like that before. And I also was able to sing throughout the week, but it was different singing in that church with our group and a couple of other people that I hadn't met before. And I really could feel the Holy Spirit there. And that's something that is not very easy for me because I love singing, but not in front of people. And I could just feel like my fears wash away as soon as I got up there to sing. So on our last day, Donnie asked us what we'd be taking away from the missions trip and how we could apply that in our lives. And I set out with the idea of getting a life-changing experience before I move on to the next chapter where I don't have my church family every Sunday. And I can say for certainty that I will hold this trip in my heart to remind me of the joys of all the little things that God does for me. I mean, just waking up in the morning, I shouldn't grumble. I should rejoice in the fact that I'm alive for another day. And something else that he really put on my heart was the word overwhelmed. Before the trip, I had been very overwhelmed with the struggles and the negatives of life, but he kind of transformed that word for me throughout the trip, and I'm now using that word overwhelmed for his blessings and his glory that he's given me in my life. And I'm honestly excited for the next trip that I'll be going on, so hopefully next year.
Well, praise God. And there's many, many other stories of God's work, so find a shirt and talk to us after service. But would you pray with me? Lord, we bless your name, that you are a God who seeks and saves the lost, that you are a God for the rich, for the poor, for sinners of all stripes, that you love saints, your saints in the cities, in the suburbs, in the forgotten mountains of Appalachia. We thank you that Jesus is named throughout the world and is being worshipped today in that place that we left, even as he's being worshipped here, Lord, because you sent people on mission to proclaim the name of Christ to the nations. We thank you that you sent us to serve in Jesus' name, to bless your people, to demonstrate your kind of mercy to those who do not yet know you. We thank you, God, for what you did in us in this trip. Oh, God, give us a heart, give all of us here a greater heart for your glory. May we prize your name, be jealous for your name and your glory and your gospel. May we be a people committed to your mission, Lord, not just 1 week a year, but every week, Lord, this week. Lord, you are good and sovereign and worthy of praise. Hear our prayers, fill our hearts. In the name of Christ, we pray together. Amen.